Well, on his way to Singapore, President Trump lashed out at Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau following a tense G7 summit in Quebec, and members of Trump's administration piled on. Here's trade advisor Peter Navarro on Fox News Sunday responding to a press conference Trudeau held after the president left Canada.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. And that's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference. That's what weak, dishonest Justin Trudeau did.
Trump reversed the U.S. endorsement of the G7 economic agreement after he left the summit en route to Singapore. Evan Dyer is senior reporter for the CBC. He joins us from Ottawa, Canada. Evan, welcome back.
Thanks.
And how are Canadians reacting to these personal attacks on Trudeau from the Trump administration?
Well, I think we would have to say that they weren't just on Trudeau, for one thing. Donald Trump, in his news conference before he left the G7, accused Canada of robbing the United States, and that was a comment directed at Canadians generally. So people are insulted. They're offended. There's been a bit of a kind of a rally round Trudeau effect caused by this. We've seen people like Doug Ford, you know, who was just elected as Premier of Ontario,
right,
and who's been described as a kind of a Trump-like politician, the brother of the famous crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, now deceased. Well, he's been tweeting, "I stand shoulder to shoulder with the Prime Minister." So right now, I would say the reaction is one of people being offended, and also it's made it much more difficult, I think, for the Trudeau government to make the kind of concessions that Donald Trump is looking for, because it will now look like a capitulation.
And what about the idea that Trudeau was stabbing Trump in the back on his way out of town by waiting for him to leave, get on Air Force One on the way to Singapore, and then holding this press conference and saying what he said?
Well, I think it seemed quite the other way around here. First of all, Trudeau's news conference was always scheduled for that time. It's Donald Trump who left the summit early, and it's Donald Trump who sent those tweets after leaving Canada. So I think we were speaking on Friday, you remember, Jeremy, and I said we have to wait to see what he says when he's out of the country, because in Mexico, of course, he didn't mention the wall. He waited till he was out of the country and then held a rally in Phoenix and said some very insulting things about Mexico. So there's a bit of a pattern there. But it must be said that unlike Mexico, he was also quite offensive while he was in Canada. The perception here, I think, generally, is that Donald Trump was a guest in the country. He came up, threw a hissy fit, kicked over the furniture, insulted everybody, and then left early and left a very negative impression. And I think it's caused lasting damage to U.S.-Canadian relations.
Let's listen to what Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, said that apparently set Trump off. This is when he was talking about Canada applying equivalent tariffs to the ones that the U.S. is imposing on Canada.
I have made it very clear to the president that it is not something we relish doing, but it is something that we absolutely will do, because Canadians, we're polite, we're reasonable, but we also will not be pushed around.
Now, I haven't seen Trudeau say anything publicly since these personal attacks from President Trump. Has he?
No, he's actually taking a personal day today after the summit, and he had his foreign minister instead come out, Chrystia Freeland, and she said Canada's going to speak with deeds, not words. We're not interested in an ad hominem exchange, and Canada will proceed with its retaliatory tariffs on July 1st, which are dollar-for-dollar tariffs. But I must say that those remarks that Justin Trudeau made did not come as a surprise to the White House. He said them before. He said them on national television in the United States, on Meet the Press.
Right.
He said them repeatedly in speeches. There's nothing that Justin Trudeau said in his closing news conference he hasn't said before. It's just that they waited until now to choose to get offended by it.
Okay, I want to just read you one more tweet. This comes from Roland Paris, who's a former foreign policy advisor to Trudeau. He tweeted this over the weekend about Trump. Big tough guy, once he's back on his airplane, can't do it in person and knows it, which makes him feel weak. So he projects these feelings onto Trudeau and then lashes out at him. You don't need to be Freud. He's a pathetic little man-child. Is that the former foreign policy advisor speaking for Trudeau, or do you think he's speaking on his own?
No, he may be channeling Trudeau's private thoughts, but that's certainly not the position the government of Canada is taking. Now, the government of Canada doesn't want to get into a Twitter war with Donald Trump. We've seen that he immediately escalates everything to the nth degree, and so that's not something that the government of Canada wants to do. The government of Canada, at the same time, isn't going to back down on its tariffs, and it's made that very clear. But Roland Paris, while he may be speaking for a lot of people, he's not speaking for the government of Canada.
It's Evan Dyer, a senior reporter with the CBC, joining us from Ottawa. Evan, thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me.